Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
It's actually pretty neat. You're a loser.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
You know, buddy-buddy stuff.
I'm going to that lake.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
Super.
How about that, boo-boo?
There's something to the ball.
Take that for
take
that.
Take that L on the way out.
We apologize.
It's time for the club, baby.
Got my
on
105.1
and 1080, The Fan. Who we?
Okay, we apologize.
All right, welcome back. We are watching sports because we love sports. Chiefs about to score. Finally, on the Commanders.
Pretty good representation of Monday Night Football. So
yeah,
far,
it's kind
sound.
Of. Yeah, it's
couple
bunch of turnovers.
Well, two turnovers based on just, you know, guys not catching passes. Mariota swung one out and literally hit Deebo Samuels in the face and popped up and was intercepted, and then they didn't do anything with it. I guess Kelsey bobbled one. I haven't seen that, but they were saying that Kelsey bobbled it and it ended up being an interception.
So the Chiefs just got one in. They're going to be up 7-0, pending extra point, late second quarter.
Commanders about to go to 3-5.
And Shohei Ohtani just went yard.
Yeah.
For the Dodgers.
2-0.
He hit it a long way.
Yes, he did.
He's so good.
I don't want to root for the Dodgers, but I can't root against Shohei Ohtani.
I know. He's awesome.
He is phenomenal. He is
fun to watch, man.
He is my favorite baseball player to watch right now.
Yeah. Mine's that Barger guy.
Hey, that's good.
I don't even know what's his first name. Addison.
Addison
Barger.
FM. It's a good story.
Best. Why? What's his story?
Wasn't that like it came out of nowhere? Like he's a rookie, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's one of the young kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of generic. He came out of nowhere and he's a rookie?
He's not a guy that anyone thought of. Didn't he start or is that the pitcher that started?
That's Ian Savage. That's the thing. Barger was one of he wasn't their top prospect, but he was one of the young guys put in at the beginning of the year to
fill the
lineup.
Never mind. I got him confused with the pitcher that started like out in single A and has moved his way.
Look, I was just kidding. He's not my favorite player to watch, okay?
He's got that flippy hair.
Just joking.
Sexy.
Well, my wife likes him. My wife.
Barger?
Well, my wife's been watching a lot of baseball this postseason with me. She likes Barger and she likes Julio Rodriguez.
I mean,
she's just going off of
those are the two hotties.
The sex appeal. Yeah.
She did pick the hots.
I understand. She doesn't like Freddie Freeman's teeth.
His face is
he's
weird.
Too old.
Maybe Kirk's squat cannonball-esque body.
She's got one of those.
Alejandro Kirk. You are no Alejandro Kirk, my friend.
I know, but
that dude is a unit.
Oh, is he?
Didn't look like
Freddie Freeman stealing bases out there?
He is.
Mm. 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 Ah! Mm. Well, that's pretty close.
Catch that Dodgers ticket, baby.
What are we doing here?
I believe it's the club.
What do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Stuff. Hot stuff.
We do have arrests in France in the Louvre heist.
Yeah, they got two of them, right?
They caught two bros.
How many were
waiting for this?
How many were responsible for that?
Two bros.
No, but there was more than two that were in on the break-in, right?
I think they just said two.
Oh,
there might have been three.
No way.
What?
Just two dudes and they caught them both already?
I thought there
I don't know. They just said, we went through this last week.
I know. I thought that there was more than two people.
I think there were just two. They had the guy in the truck, right? Or they had the truck with the ladder.
I'm looking into it. Yeah, four thieves.
Four thieves. Okay. Yeah. Well, they've made two arrests.
Yeah, they got two.
One guy was at the airport getting ready to flee.
Yeah.
But they got him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was more than two, which means if they got two, they'll get the other two. Those two donkeys will roll over and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know more, but we have no information on them.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. It's good for you for trying to steal $200 million worth of jewels, but much like old Hans Gruber, when you steal $200, you can just go away. When you steal $200 million, they will find you, unless they think you're already dead.
That would have been the play, actually. Yeah, four thieves found dead in the Louvre. Oh, my God, that would have been the play.
Or one of them should have crawfished the other three and just killed them and then taken all the jewels and then disappeared on your own. You can't have loose ends in these things, man. I watched Goodfellas over the weekend. I know what happens. You got to start cutting ties. You know, some guy gets caught. Now two of them get caught. They'll roll over on these other two. You knew they weren't getting away. There's no way you can steal crown jewels and then just suddenly vanish. And you think about, like, they went away on scooters. And this is, like, why I just... Committing these sorts of major crimes now, is it impossible? Because they left on scooters. Every single camera, like, anytime you drive anywhere, you're caught on camera. I bet you they were able to piece together where those guys were going. And, it just... You'd have to find, to make sure that there's a dead zone there where you could transfer cars or whatever that you weren't going to be seen. I mean, there's cameras everywhere now. Like when who was the Wall Street assassin guy, right? How long before we had a bunch of video cameras of that guy and we know where you're going? It's just really hard to get away now.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cameras, but you can't really see who they are.
No, but that's my point. Like when the Brian Berger thing, the Idaho guy, you can kind of piece together, if you know what the car is, you know what those guys are looking like, you can see them on scooters and you can track them. You're like, okay, they picked you up on this traffic camera. They picked you up on this bank camera. And you can literally follow them probably to wherever the hell it is they're going.
Did you hear one of them was named Schnitzel Wolf?
Old Schnitzel Wolf.
Damn, I got caught?
You got caught.
Hey. I just think it's almost impossible nowadays to get away with something
that
high profile.
But we don't know anything about where the jewels are or... You know, any of that stuff.
Well, they lost the crown. I know that, right?
Well, they left it behind.
Left it behind. Like, I can't take this.
You think somebody just took that home?
You're just walking down the street. You're like, hey, look at this.
Well, no, I think they left it. It was on the floor of the...
In the
Louvre.
I thought it was outside.
Maybe one of the cops is like, you know what? I'll be... it's kind of like Doug McKavich and the ball after winning the World Series.
I'll just go ahead and
I'm just
going to
leave this in my car.
Just go ahead and pop that in there. Nah, I'm guessing again the... Although at this point, I put nothing past the security at the Louvre, which apparently is the most pathetic thing in the world. I was talking to, I was at the soccer game, and I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was, he's a military guy, and he was kind of bringing this up, because we were like, how on earth does he get away with that? And he kind of mentioned that security, for the most part, he goes, it's largely just a myth. He goes, it's just there to make you feel better. But very few places are actually secure. They just are. And he brought up the fact that we've had someone was able to shoot the president, right? Someone was able to break in seemingly with no grandiose plan, some power tools and a blowtorch, and steal something that was, you know, one of the most precious valuables on Earth. And he said that's just, like, we all want to believe that things are secure, but they're just not. He said movies and all that stuff lies to us because he was overseas a bunch, and he actually saw a lot of bad stuff in the military. And he goes, dude, even like military complexes, he goes, they're so vulnerable. We're just under the idea that like the show of force will keep someone from doing something. But he said, if you get people that are motivated to do something, there's very few institutions that are truly secure that can stop you from doing it.
I think the hard part is getting away with it.
Yes.
Like, you can do it.
Yes.
But you're not going to get away. You're not getting
away. No.
And it's just the people that have the balls that don't care.
Yeah.
About, like, that's the deterrent for most people. Yeah. The deterrent for most people is, I don't want to get caught doing that.
Yes.
That doesn't go through the mind of a jewel thief, I don't, of the Louvre, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or maybe it does. Maybe they're like, oh, it's so much money that I'm willing to take this risk.
It's possible. It's possible, right. You know, it's a long shot, but at the same time, the juice is worth the squeeze, because if you get away with it, it's, you know, a couple hundred million bucks.
At least that one, if you get away with it, you're golden.
I've never understood the dudes that try to rob banks for $50,000. Right. Like, I'll say this. If you are going to rob something, kudos to you for robbing something that if you get away with it, you never have to worry about money ever again. But the people that rob a liquor store, you know... Well, you get like a couple $100. You're like, what are you doing, man? You're risking your entire life over a few thousand bucks. Yeah. Well, it amazes me the amount of, well, it's like the whole Chauncey Billups thing, right? Like,
what's he doing?
It's not that much money.
I know. And he's rich.
Yeah.
He's rich already.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to lose. You know?
Yes, he does. Although, to be fair, like, he's got enough money in theory that he'll survive this. You know, his reputation will be poo, and he lost his job, but yeah.
Yeah, but that still doesn't explain what the hell he was thinking.
No one knows. Well, as Kevin Hart once said, no one wakes up and is like, hey, I'm going to F up my life today. Like, you don't know. You know, it's, we're out there making decisions, and you know some of our bad decisions. I just think when you've been protected for that long, you just assume that there's never going to be any real consequences. So maybe these dumbass jewel guys, maybe they had robbed a bunch of other stuff, and they were like, oh, we keep getting away with it, so might as well move up the ladder and try this.
Yeah, when's the last time a guy like Chauncey Billups, and I brought this up several times about several people, but these kinds of people, it seems common. When's the last time he heard the word no? When is the last time in Chauncey Billups' life? Well,
allegedly, some lady told him no, and he ignored it. Allegedly.
That was probably allegedly the last time then. What was that? That was college, right? Early NBA days, 90s?
That was when he was with the Celtics.
Okay, excuse me. So, yeah, early NBA days in the 90s. But, God, okay, that would have been the last time then. Chauncey has been lauded, put into the Hall of Fame, being told he's the best, the most amazing, the coolest person of all time. He, look at how many people he has still. These are bad things that he's being accused of.
They're like, ah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, people, great person.
People are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, he's great.
It's wonderful. Dude, every one of these guys has been like on a 30-year heater, right? They're just, God. Nothing goes wrong. You know, you get cocky, man. I do want to hear eventually now, like, I would like to see a 60 Minutes piece. I want to hear the Jewel Thieves talk. I'd like to know how that was, like, how that was hatched. Like, was there an inside man? Was the security guard being like, dude, trust me?
I think you're going to be stunned at how dumb they are.
Yeah. But, like, that's what I want to know. Did, like, one of them know a security guard? And security guard say, just so you know, dude, the security here's a joke. Or were they in there taking a tour and one of them was like, dude, I'll bet you we could just grab these and go.
I bet there's somebody on the inside.
Yeah.
There's got to be, right?
It just was like, this is the easiest thing in the world. No one will catch you. Except they got caught.
All right, let's get to a topic about vending machines, okay?
Okay.
Do you like vending machines, Jace? We've got a new vending machine out there.
I don't use a lot of vending machines. The foreign vending machines are pretty good. We're in Portugal.
Yeah.
You know, and Japan's got a vending machine for everything.
Oh, those look so cool in Japan.
Some of them are kind of creepy, though.
Japan, they have, like, panties.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I saw one with used panties.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I saw you when I was in Tokyo. There was a used panty vending machine, and there's a photo of the girl wearing them, and you can buy used panties. And there was this sweet, like, dirty old business guy that was perusing it. It was phenomenal.
Now, can I just say real quick on that? If we're going to, because you know you got that perv.
Yeah.
He's going to get his used panties one way or the other.
Yeah.
Isn't that maybe the best avenue in that the girl can give them up because she's going to throw them away, right? So she can make a little money on it.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to deal with the perp breaking into her panty drawer, you know?
Yeah.
And then he gets what he wants, and there's no middleman.
As long
as
she's
kind of perfect.
As long as she's not the one making the deliveries to the vending machine.
That's what I mean. Like, no, she's not. Like,
valid point.
It's just, you know, it's a good avenue to get everyone satisfied.
It's safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not wrong. I mean,
you know what I mean? Schnitzel wolf.
I appreciate that the Japanese take their perv, like, and just put it. It's like, hey, you know,
Hi, I'm Schnitzel Wolf, and I'm for people being non-creepy pervs.
This is what we're into, and we're going to make it readily available, and as you say, in the safest way possible.
Yeah. It's like legalizing sports gambling. Yeah.
By the way,
it's already going on.
There's over 4 million of them in Tokyo alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Not used pan machines. 4 million vending machines.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Whoa. 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 But they, like, any, you can buy anything in a vending machine in Tokyo.
And what products that aren't in vending machines should be? We're going to talk vending machines next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you were making fun of Alejandro Kirk's fat, pudgy little body.
Dude, he's been their best player.
He just went yard.
Yeah.
Three-run shot.
I believe when we were talking about the best players in the series, I believe I brought up Kirk, and you said, and I quote, he sucks.
He does suck.
He does
not. By the way, look at this throw from, you're watching baseball.
Yeah.
Mariota had McLaurin wide open in the end zone, and for some reason, he threw it 8 miles into the air.
Oh, did he not get down?
And McLaurin didn't get his feet. Like, I don't... it might be a catch, but the throw...
Left a little something to be desired. Well,
I've never seen a guy... They're at the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Why did he throw it so high? What's up with Mariota?
Who's to say?
Mariota.
Yeah, I think that's a touchdown.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Go Commies.
Yeah. I think he got that in.
They ruled it incomplete on the field.
Yeah. Well, he might, you know, what is or isn't a catch anymore is a little sketchy. Because it's like, when does he have control of the ball and when is it moving?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That might,
no catch?
That might not be a catch. That ball moves just enough to where that toe may have come up.
Well, Mariota's no Jaden Daniels, okay?
No. Although, I know he's been beat up, but this is what I said. Be careful anointing guys, you know, going into the season. Oh, Jaden Daniels, top three quarterback. Yeah. That's what he said about C.J. Stroud.
Chick-fil-A is launching its first ever vending machine.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't,
love it.
I don't want
Schnitzel Wolf.
I don't want to buy chicken out of a vending machine. That
worries me. They're not selling, like, hot chicken.
Oh,
The vending machine, which is a temperature-controlled market fridge, is currently available only in Augusta, Georgia, at the Children's Hospital of Georgia.
So I'm selling cold chicken?
It will operate 24 hours a day, but will be shut down on Sundays, just like these stores. Mm. They are selling the Southwest Veggie Wrap, the Chick-fil-A Cool Wrap, and two flavors of waffle potato chips.
Oh,
I'm down. In it.
Okay.
And so I can get a wrap out of a... Okay. It's like,
yeah,
I
can you
get
can...
A,
the Chick-fil-A Cool Wrap with avocado lime ranch, which, I'm not going to lie, the avocado lime ranch, I'm intrigued.
You
pretty
sound,
clutch.
You sound interested.
$8.49 The Southwest Veggie Wrap with Creamy Salsa, $7.99. And then $2.19 for original waffle potato chips or Chick-fil-A sauce-flavored waffle potato chips.
How long do those things get to sit in there? Like,
probably a day or two. Yeah, you can't have those in more than 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know if
you can't, but you might.
But
look, again, I think vending machines for me are more about, you know, your the chips on board. I'm just not certain if I'm even sketchy at the airport of buying like the pre-made sandwiches. I look at that thing and I'm like, I don't know how long that's been in there. And they put the date on it, but
me too.
Something tells me at the end of the day they just put a new date over that thing and keep on going.
Well, I don't know how well the Chick-fil-A vending machine's going to do.
Yeah.
But what products that are never in vending machines should be?
It's a good question.
Oh, like any toiletry on like a trip. You know, like every hotel should have.
Well, they do though. But they're not in vending machines. They're more like in like, what do you call those? Like those little stores.
Yeah.
You know, but, what do they call those little
little markets? Little
bodega, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, they call that a touchdown. Wow. 7-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you could have a way of having, like, if you could tell me that a Chick-fil-A sandwich was in there and you were just going to microwave it, like you're going to heat it up for me, I'd be on board with that. Like, I understand that it's going to be a day old and you're just warming it up, but I'd be interested in that. Like, if you could give me some warmed up nuggies, you could convince me, like, a late night, I'm stumbling from bar to bar and there's a vending machine that promises me hot nuggies, you'll probably get me on that. I don't think necessarily, like, drinks are always an easy one. Like, you know.
Well, what about cocktails?
Ooh. Yes.
Canned or bottled cocktails.
Yeah. Weed and liquor out of vending machines.
Well, they used to have
great one.
They used to have cigarettes vending machines, but I think those have been outlawed. Like, how do you. Cause,
why can't we have cigarette vending machines? Oh, because age limits.
Limits.
In a bar. It maybe was a year ago, but I saw one in a bar here in Portland somewhere.
Yeah, I think they're still around.
Someone said cocaine.
Talking legal things
here. Hold on, I need a bump, Lee. Head over to this vending machine real quick, grab myself an 8-ball.
I mean, they're awful convenient.
Yeah.
So the key with vending machines is it's got to be something that's an impulse.
Yeah.
Impulse buy.
Impulse buy.
And that's why condoms always work well.
Yeah.
Tide Pods.
Spanish Fly. Have you ever walk into like a bar bathroom and that's what it is? It's like some cologne, some Spanish Fly in a box, like some condoms. You're like, who is? I mean, I guess in a pinch that will do. But also, I'm not sure I would trust a condom. Who knows how long that's been in there out of, like, the slow bar bathroom. I'm not certain that that's where I'm trusting my health.
What about some kind of, okay, I think this is the cleanest way to refer to it. What about, like, a vending machine of marital aids? And I hate that they're called that.
Marital aids?
Yeah, why?
Oh,
who
like
came
lube
up,
and stuff?
Yeah, like toys, basically. Like, why are they called marital aids, for one?
Viagra would work on that. If you had Viagra in one of those, I could see that.
Yeah.
You know what I would like that would get me, especially, like, in the summer? If you had some sort of, like, a soft serve ice cream vending machine.
Oh.
If I could press a button and get like an actual twisty cone soft serve, that would get me every single time.
Well, that goes back to the impulse items.
Yes.
Because ice cream is an impulse item.
100%.
How about this? A coffee vending machine that actually has good coffee. Not like just throwaway crap. Like it's a Starbucks, it's a Dutch.
It's true.
Put the good beans in. You've got your own recipes in there. That would be really nice.
As a coffee drinker, if I'm getting it out of a machine, I just think I'm just expecting suctitude.
Yeah.
We had one here when we moved over to the building. Not great.
Yeah. Well, it never is.
You know what else I want out of a vending machine? I want popcorn. Like, if you gave me movie theater, half the reason I go to a movie theater is to get movie theater popcorn because it's just the best snack on earth. If you stationed hot movie theater popcorn around this fair city of ours as I'm cruising around, it would be impossible for me to walk by one and not buy a bag of popcorn. 100%. Like the other night we were walking outside, we walked from the Timbers game back to the office, so it was about a 20-25 minute walk. If you would have stationed a popcorn vending machine at the beginning of my walk and one at the end of my walk, you probably would have gotten me twice. You're telling me as you're wandering around the city, hot, fresh popcorn with a little butter flavoring on there, that's not getting you? And that would be easy to do, right? Just a thing of hot popcorn. Yeah, the impulse. I need snacks as I'm moving around. Bar mix. Spicy bar mix. You know, when you go, you know, someplace with the hot nuts, you know, those hot salted nuts that they sell in the vendors?
Yeah.
Put that in the vending machine. You're going to get me. 100%.
Here's a text. Some vending machine items I'd love to see. Floss picks, earplugs, nail clippers, and phone chargers.
That's pretty good.
Well, they have, I think in airports, they do have the phone charger thing now.
Do they?
Yeah, but they're like $8,000.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because they got you by the balls.
Yeah. I see those
the
in the airport.
Hot, salty like, balls.
Yeah, they're selling like high-end headphones, too. Yeah. I've seen that. It's like, who's buying $100 headphones out of a vending machine?
Well, somebody who needs them for their trip and they forgot theirs.
Yeah. If they're a snooty audio listener like me, like, hey, I need good you quality know, stuff.
Someone said the Berry Patch restaurant on the way to Astoria has a pie vending machine.
Oh,
now we're going. Like, you just open that thing up and you get a slice of hot pie? Done.
I will say, I got to get me some noise-canceling headphones, boys. It's time.
Yeah?
On the airplanes? You flying without those?
Well, I have the new AirPods that are noise-canceling, and they do a better job than the old ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm talking about, like...
Oh, you want the big ones?
Just ones that, yeah, like I can actually
over-ear.
Hear.
Over-ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting tired of turning up my volume so high, to the highest level, and still having trouble... And not being able to really rock out.
I have never, it's weird because I'm in this industry, I've never had a pair of nice headphones. People have bought me for like presents, and I've never had I don't think I've ever had a pair of headphones that I really like. And I don't know, I just don't, like I'm still using this, like this pair here, this is like what came with like an old iPhone. And now one side doesn't even work. One side's frayed. And so it doesn't really work. And I don't know. I'm still using them. I just, the headphone thing, just, I don't get the $300-$400 for a pair of headphones.
I am currently using a pair of nice $300 headphones because I broke my cheap ones.
Yeah, you missed that.
Watching the
ALCS. He's watching the Mariners, man.
Did he break them?
Yeah, he threw them against the wall.
Oh.
On the floor. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, he threw them on the floor.
Yeah. Like my gal got me a pair of, I don't know, I think they might be Beats by Dre or something, like workout headphones. I hate those things. They suck.
Yeah, not great. I got Sennheisers. I like these a lot.
And the problem is, like, I have some cauliflower ear. So sometimes, like, the in-ear ones don't necessarily fit. But the over-ear ones, I can't. It's weird.
We're turning off.
There's exclusive audio.
Schultzy. I've yet to. I need to start taking a poll of people and find a decent set of headphones. Maybe I need to go to a vending machine.
Are women finding out how great it is to be men?
There's so many different ways this could go.
You know, you're so right about that.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's a whole thing going on out there in the tennis world, in women's tennis, where...
You're big into the women tennis game, are you?
Where there are accusations that some of the women's tennis players are taking testosterone.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, men take it. Why wouldn't women take it?
Exactly.
But I mean, women get tested for performance-enhancing drugs, too.
So now what is happening, and I would file this out of the are we sure this is a good idea department.
Okay.
Women, it's become a phenomenon that women are taking massive quantities of testosterone.
Okay.
And this is not just tennis, but I'm talking about your wife, yeah. your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because as they get older, they're finding that it increases their sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just read you this little tidbit from the New York Times Magazine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called "I'm on fire. Testosterone is giving women back their sex drive and then some."
I'm assuming this is for women too that have gone through like menopause. You know,
right.
you get on some tea and you know,
yeah.
You're like, ah,
all of a sudden it's like, yeah.
It's high tea time to go.
There is no FDA approved testosterone product for women. Insurance won't cover it. Many doctors won't prescribe it. Yet it's become a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah,
it says. Spend enough time speaking to women who are taking testosterone, specifically in very high doses. They're often talking fast and intensely. They're amped up. They're describing what they clearly consider a miracle drug, and they have no intention of lowering their dose, despite the unknown risks or some problems with facial hair. After all, how can they worry about facial hair when they feel so alive? It's nothing they can't take care of with a quick waxing, which they now have the energy to do at the end of the day, right after they prepare a high-protein dinner for their family and before they put the finishing touches on their spreadsheets, close their laptops, and light a few mood candles for the sex that they know will be great, maybe even better than the sex that they had the night before, even though they're a day older.
All right, so I like it. So basically, you mentioned women are just doing what middle-aged men are. Like, there are so many guys now that are on,
yep,
that are on testosterone, TRT or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they're basically,
yeah, it works.
Learning,
for yeah,
that it's great,
yes,
to be a man.
Finally,
we don't want this.
We've won the war of the
women
sexes.
Women are better than men.
Not anymore. Rob's
what are they doing?
Rob's been on his 33% less testosterone for men. Well, you know what? You know who's gobbling up that 33%? Women.
No.
Bunch of high T women out there.
High T broads.
Doing high rocks and climbing corporate ladders and demanding you.
That is the last thing we need.
Wait till Nurse Nice gets on and she comes home and says, it's time to rock your world.
I actually think she's on it.
Rob's like, I'm tired. She's like, get out.
We talked about that. I don't know if you were here. It might have been while you were gone, but have you dealt with, well, you probably haven't yet, but the perimenopausal,
no,
you've read about,
I
buckle up.
Well, this could
that's what I'm
it.
Going through.
Look, I'm
well,
gonna,
I mean, not me, my wife.
I'm going to call Nurse Nice and recommend, hey, just so you know.
Oh, believe me, there is nothing you're going to recommend her at this point in her life that she doesn't already know about in terms of what she can put in her body to make herself feel better.
I love it. Let's go.
Dude, she is on one.
I love the idea of women just running around out there. Just, we go to some, I'll go to jiu-jitsu tournaments. I'll go to some of my teammates will fight in like the MMA stuff. And there's no testing. There's no drug testing in any of these things. And the amount of men that are on this, it's alarming. But I'm telling you, dude, you walk into some of these places, and the gals that walk out, you're like, oh, Nelly.
Don't want to mess with her.
Yeah, because while it's obvious in men, it's way more obvious in women. Some of the women come in with the jawline and some body hair and some back knee, and they're just like, they're shredded. And you're like, oh, boy, we know what's going down here. And they're ready to rip someone's head off and then go party and rip something else off of their man.
I'm surprised it took them this long to figure it out.
Yeah.
But they figured it out, and I'm not sure this is a good idea, guys.
I just keep thinking of Rob going home.
Be like, I'm a little tired tonight.
Rob's take your pants off.
Rob's about to get violated.
Can my wife rape me?
I mean, legally, yeah, yes.
You wanted it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, take it. Do you ever been to, like, my gal goes to, the BTJ goes to, I don't know. What's the, it's not Pilates, like with the Pilates machines. Like she goes to like these classes and dude, some of the gals that go in that, dude, they're all about it now. They're taking this stuff. They're taking it seriously.
I'm not sure this is a good idea. I just want to say that again.
Well, we've said for years women better than men.
To each their own.
Yeah, the gender equality.
But if they start doing things that men do,
yeah,
we can't have this.
Well, I think we can.
Because we already have that.
Hey, man, what are they?
Lay off the tea, ladies.
Is it bitch bosses? Isn't that the thing? Bitch boss. Hashtag bitch boss. Hashtag.
Well, not all hopped up on tea.
Hashtag more man than you. I think you're intimidated by a strong, empowered testosterone woman.
I just think it's bad for women. You don't want this. Trust me, ladies.
Show up with a 5 o'clock shadow. Get a little stubble going on, dropping that voice.
Nothing a little wax can't take care of. That article almost read like a little jokey.
I don't want to get get too graphic, but testosterone does make certain things on women grow.
Yep. Oh, yes, it does, Suk. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yes. That's the whole,
but is it?
They get all horny?
Yes, it is.
Well, horny, yes.
It's about sex.
Growing, no.
They got higher energy. They get more muscle mass. They want to do it.
They get something else,
their
too.
Their libido. Mm-hmm.
It grows everything.
It doesn't have to get bigger for the libido to get bigger, all
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Why are we talking about
Schultz is intimidated by the gumdrop. If it goes too crazy, the baby carrot.
I did not think we would be having this conversation on the radio today. Okay.
I'm saying. Hey, side effects, man. Get used to it. It's the new wave, man. Get on board with the women's lib. This is what's coming. They're coming for you, Rob. I just picture poor Rob just in bed, just with the sheets like pulled up to his chin. Just like...
getting violated.
I don't feel safe.
I'm not okay.
Nurse Nye's calling you a bitch. Ah! Hey, it's not funny. There can
so
be,
basically, there can we're be just going to become a world of men.
Yes.
That is not good for the planet. Trust me.
No one has natural T levels anymore. Everyone's walking around just high T'd out. And like, you see that dude that's high T, like the RFK Juniors, and their skin's kind of red. And they just like, it's not a veins, the skin's just like pulled really tight, just wired. Listen to a lot of Joe Rogan, want to move to Austin, just
We're all now Mark McGuire on androstenedione, right?
God.
All right. Hey, we might have time for a little something next.
A little something?
Something. I don't know what, but we'll figure it out.
Where do we go from high T women? Should we start like a support group, like sort of thing? Like,
yeah, is there a big gumdrop support group?
Men can all get together and talk about our feelings.
Take some estrogen.
Just if we're just flipping now, it's gonna be the next. Be the
and
next
then
wave.
We get over on the other side. We're like, this sucks. Where's the tea?
Going back, dude. I would give anything to see high T Rob. Let's just get you on some Anvar or something. Let's just get you doing a couple cycles.
I was high T at one time in my life.
Let's go.
It's not now.
Give you that dye job, you know. Give you that Colin Coward dye job, getting that new job. Let's do it.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Yeah, we sure do. I was going to tell you about Ian, the suburban white guy who became an overnight rap star. I was listening to some of his music today.
Were you really?
Yeah.
His name's Ian, the suburban...
His name's Ian.
What do I look up? Just Ian Suburban
Ian,
Rapper?
Ian.
That's all. All
lowercase.
I can't just. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Rap star.
Literally, you just type Ian, and there it is.
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
From. God, where was he from?
Well, isn't it something that's. If you just Google. You just Google Ian, that's it. Just. And it. That's.
Well, he's very big. He's very popular.
That's the most famous Ian right now?
Well, the fact that it's not capitalized is probably why it stands out, you know? Because who else spells their... I mean, who else doesn't capitalize their first name? But that's what you have to do when you're a rapper. You have to...
So this is the next great thing in hip-hop? He's the next Eminem?
No, that's not what they're saying.
No?
As a matter of fact, he has made a lot of people in the business mad because he is just a white kid, suburban white kid.
Sure.
And he's rapping. He's putting out rap that kind of a lot of people in the industry are saying is almost like making fun of, like the old school, like the genre.
Okay.
But people love it. People are eating it up. The kids, they love it. He has millions upon millions of downloads.
It's a hell of a world we're living in now where old Ian here from Dallas can...
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, he's from Dallas.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. I looked him up. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating world.
I feel like with this kind of stuff, it kind of goes to that saying, like, you either, like, die or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain if you're a hero. And so this awesome, like, genre, I love rap. I love hip-hop.
Of course you do.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Chelsea's down with the culture.
I know. But now, what, 40, 50 years later, yeah, they're going to start becoming parodies, you know, coming out of itself, basically. Like, it has elevated to this level.
I'm always fascinated by the gatekeepers of what is or isn't rock and roll, what is or isn't rap. Like, you know, I mean, isn't that the whole point of art is you put it out there, and if enough people like it, you That's make right. a bunch of money, and if no one likes it, like... I often don't understand why things become popular, but they do, and, you know, more power to you. What else was this donkey doing? Some 20-year-old white kid in his mom's basement smoking weed, and now he's...
No, apparently he was a great athlete. This says, born in Missouri, his name is Ian Smith. He bounced around as a kid between the West Coast and the South as his father switched jobs in the marketing industry. The first concert he attended was Beyonce, which his mother took him to as a way to get acclimated after yet another move. This was in Orange County. It was also the first time he got secondhand high.
Ah.
Self-taught by YouTube and Reddit, he started producing music for other kids as a seventh grader using his laptop and a Scarlett 2i2 interface, a simple piece of home recording equipment he bought at Guitar Center.
See, I think this is awesome.
He always loved rap. At first, his own productions were atmospheric, kind of sad, freaky. He says, now with lyrics that were the equivalent of opening my diary up and calling all my loved ones into the room and being like, here you go. So he went to high school in Texas, like you said. He rode crew and played as a flanker in rugby. In college, he went to Clemson. He went on to briefly play on the school's club rugby team. He was always more serious about school and sports than he was music. He said, college was scary. There's 25-year-old super seniors out there. Clemson rugby coach Troy Hall said Ian was solid. He certainly played hard.
Now he's making a music video with Marshawn Lynch.
But he started rapping in the ninth grade. He said, it was top secret part of my life. I was afraid to share. Nobody knew. But early in his freshman year at Clemson, he connected online with a producer who shared a bunch of beats that Ian called traps and hard in their own funky way. When Ian sent back Figure It Out, a 94-second track that's pure heady tough talk, he says this producer called him back and said, dude,
well,
I like what you got going on. You need to change your Instagram, get it off private, change your name from Cat Daddy 15
to Ian
and do something else. Yes, so he chose Ian,
yeah,
like his actual name.
By the way, I absolutely love these sorts of stories. Like, I don't, and by the way, I have no idea how these guys make this much money. Like, it makes no sense to me, because I know, like, in the music business, like, no one sells albums anymore. So I see, like, these SoundCloud rappers, and they're making supposedly millions of dollars. I don't understand how. Like, they don't tour. No one buys albums. How are they making millions? But apparently
just
they are.
Download numbers?
I guess.
It's
but,
pure download
But
numbers.
You don't make a lot of money on music downloads. But I don't know.
But you do if you have enough of them.
Yeah, but not that much.
No, but it gets him signed. That'll get him the money.
I guess. I don't know. I just think it's great when you hear these sorts of things. Like, Cardi B was this way. Cardi B was a nobody, and she made herself into one of the biggest things. Was that the bad baby, that broad that was on Dr. Phil? She became a rapper.
Bad Barbie, yeah.
I thought it was Bad Baby.
Okay. It's
either way, that gal, like, everyone made fun of her.
Yeah, Bad Baby.
And she's like, I'm going to be a rapper now, and she's worth millions.
Well, that's more so because of her OnlyFans.
She still made a bunch of money off of being a rapper.
Apparently, Tyler, the creator, said Ian was mocking Atlanta icons like Future and Gucci Mane and to kids online that were doubting Ian's sincerity.
I mean, okay. At the end of the day, I'm glad that he, like, anyone that has this sort of success, it may not be for me, but kudos to you. What else are you doing? I just feel like anytime someone's successful and it doesn't fit the mold of what tradition is, then everyone gets their used vending machine panties in a bunch and start doing the, well, that's not the way we do it. Well, apparently Ian and Little Dicky and all the other white rappers out there get Lil Xan and Little This and Little X. And go get it done, man.
So he played Lollapalooza in August.
So, yeah, I mean, you making he's 20 years old and playing Lollapalooza?
Yeah, he dropped out of Clemson, by the way.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, they said that he was playing, and he still is, like, in pinch myself mode.
Yeah.
Like, he says, I cannot believe any of this. But he said that there weren't... He was playing a song called OOK.
Okay.
And apparently everybody there was rapping along to the song with him. He said word for word every song to the point where the singer performing on a nearby stage, Phineas? Have you heard of Phineas?
I have not heard of Phineas. Shocking, I have not heard of Phineas.
Phineas was performing on a nearby stage. They had to stop his set to check what was happening with Ian over on the other stage.
So Ian is breaking the rap game.
Dude. Yeah, and I went and listened to some of his music today.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you.
Are you down with Ian?
No.
No.
But at the same time, if you told me his story, I would say there's no way that music is that from that story. Yeah. Like that kid's.
Yeah.
It just he sounds like an African American rapper from Atlanta who has been doing it for 30 years.
But
he is a white suburban kid named Ian who went to Clemson. And has been doing it for 2 years. It makes no sense.
Is there any difference between that and one of the greatest rappers of all time is some white kid from the trailer parks of Detroit? He made it. Why not? Go Ian. I'm now a fan of Ian. I will never listen to any of his music, but I'm pulling for Ian.
You should go check it out.
Nah, I'm all right.
It's kind of cringe when a white suburban guy is singing it's some of those lyrics.
I saw some of his photos and like what he like. I was just like, I'm all right. Rap isn't exactly my strong suit.
I think I'm going to put out a rap album.
There you go. Lil Rop. Why not?
Lil Rop. I would buy that right now.
Yeah, you would.
Yep.
Rap about the Golf Channel.
how smooth Langdon's course always
There's like
is.
MAGA rappers now. There's one dude that I see all the time like on Fox and stuff. And he's like got, he's like a Trump rapper. And he puts out. Yeah, he's a white guy, and he raps for Trump.
What
and
an idiot.
And supposedly, he's like a big deal. Like, they love him. Just do that, man. Start country club rap. Start a golf rap thing. You rap about how awesome Trump is, and you'll make money.
Just get rap about white guy things.
Again, Trump.
All right, everybody have a great night, okay? We'll be back tomorrow.
I'll listen to some Ian on the way home.
3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.